Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving leadership with Bob Rosen, author of Grounded, How Leaders Stay Rooted in an Uncertain World. Also joining me from IBM is Nicole Gartner. So, Bob, what goes into building a personal leadership model? Are there more effective ways to do that? And more importantly, is there an established process a person can engage in to develop such a model?
Yeah, that's a great question. We come to our jobs as leaders. And when I talk about leaders, I'm talking about leaders at all levels of organizations, from the individual contributor and the frontline supervisor to the manager to the executives who are running the business. We come to the table with a set of values and principles, and the question is, are we aware of those values and principles that we bring? What's our sort of mental model for what leaders do in our heads? Secondly, we come to the table with a sense of purpose about what we're trying to accomplish, and then we also bring our life story, which is our genetics. Because people are very different in neurological diversity. Some people are very, very reactive to stress and change, and other people are incredibly resilient and can deal in that kind of environment. And that's a neurological difference that we have. We also bring our upbringing. We bring our life experiences with bosses and other people, and then we bring our overall personality. So we're bringing a lot to the table when we become a leader. Now, there's a lot of science, from management science and psychological science, that says that certain kinds of leaders do better than others. So the first thing you need to do is you need to know yourself. You need to know what kind of leader do you want to be and what are your foundations as a person. Secondly is you got to know what good practice is. What good leaders do. And they could be examples. It could be research. You may have grown up with a Boy Scout leader or a coach or your mother. And all of those are part of the way you think about leadership. And leadership changes over time. You know, in the last 30 years, we moved from a much more authoritative model of leadership to one that is intensely collaborative today. And so over history, we change our model because the world becomes more complex, people become smarter, and we need to mobilize more people around solving more complex problems. So I think the key is, why do you need to change? What does it look like? How are you going to do it? And so what? What are the benefits for you and for other people?
What does it mean to assert that who you are drives what you do? And why is viewing leadership from this perspective so different than the typical approaches to leadership we see today?
Well, we grew up in a paradigm that said that what you do defines who you are. And we look at people in the way they present to each other, their behavior. We teach competencies and skills in our leadership frameworks. And I think that is too superficial. It's not getting to the outcomes that we want. We need to flip the paradigm upside down and say that who you are as a human being drives what you do. The reality is that no matter how you act, people have an intuitive sense of who you are as a human being, based on your values and your principles. So let's just change the paradigm. And that's really what Grounded is all about. It's about focusing on who you are first and foremost. You are somebody who is exhibiting or not exhibiting those six roots. Now, why is this important? Well, I come to the table with a philosophy, and it's grounded in Buddhist philosophy that basically says we each come into the world with an innate wisdom, innate humanity, an innate compassion, and innate intellectual wisdom. And over our life, we create moats of fear around ourselves because we get scared. And those basic fundamental goodness about people get sort of shackled or blinded. And so we lose our best self in the process of living in a complex world. And so my belief is that a lot of leadership development is rewiring the human mind from living a life in fear. And, you know, arrogance is is caused by fear. It's the fear of not being special, of not being recognized, to living a life of love. It's about making your mind more conscious when, in fact, 83% of what goes on in our minds is unconscious, and 98% of all of our actions and beliefs and behaviors are driven by unconscious thoughts. So the more that you can make your unconscious mind conscious and aware, you're in more control of yourself in the world. I think thirdly is, and we'll talk about this probably a little later, is to move from being driven by your hijackers to being motivated by your accelerators. And then lastly, the result is that you come to the world with negative energy or positive energy as a result of being motivated by love, being conscious, and putting your foot on the accelerators. That's what's been missing in leadership development, is focusing on who we are as human beings.
So fascinating. So in that context, and in the context of the dynamism of today, speed, you talked about complexity and uncertainty, why is grounded leadership the foundation to becoming a transformational leader?
Well, if you think of what I just described, many of us are stuck with an old mind in a new world order with the disruptors. And so we have to really focus on being grounded and being conscious. I wrote grounded, and in my mind, it's sort of the foundation for everything that we do, those six roots. But then you have to bring energy. You have to bring change. You have to bring adaptation to the foundation. And that's what being conscious is. And we can talk a little bit more about that. So grounded and conscious are really the framework for team leadership, for change leadership, for growth leadership, for cultural leadership, for global leadership. We have to get the inside right before we can lead outside. Now, one of the nice things about the disruptors is, and I'm a big believer that you have to do inside out and outside in. Many leadership programs don't take into account how the world is changing. So we have to do both simultaneously, but inside out is so important.
So, you know, we'll touch on what you bring up consciousness, and I want to get a sense of what is conscious leadership and how does it relate to Nicole's point about transformational leaders?
I think about conscious leadership as being aware, being awake, being conscious of yourself, being aware of other people, and being aware of the environment or the context in which we're operating in, those disruptors. But many of us are too shallow in our thinking about ourselves. We're not necessarily introspective and principled. We're too narrow in our perspective about the world. We don't understand the larger context that we operate in. We're too safe, and we don't take risks, and we're too small. We're not bold and purposeful in our actions. And so in this new world order, we need leaders to go deep inside themselves. We need them to think big about possibilities. We need them to get real about what they're good at and what they're not, what their hijackers are and what do they want to put their foot on the pedal for, and to step up and be bold. And that's the kind of leaders that we need at every level of organizations. So I like the title, the working title of this new book is called Conscious is the New Smart. Many of us grew up to believe that being the smartest kid in the room was the aspiration, was the goal. And I don't think that's right anymore. It's necessary, but it's not good enough. We have to be conscious. We have to be aware in order to thrive in this new disruptive and accelerating world.
So what are the key components of conscious change? And how is consciousness an accelerator? And could you tell us a little more, elaborate on the tools for accelerating conscious change? How do we wake up?
Well, first off, if we look at a formula that says that the more conscious you are, the faster you adapt and the easier it is to be a change leader. And everyone needs to be a change leader at every level in organizations in this new environment. So we use a framework called accelerators and hijackers. to understand the tools for becoming more conscious. Accelerators are things that you want to put your foot on the pedal and do more of. They're things like optimism, a sense of grit and persistence, confidence, focus, doing meaningful work, and having faith in yourself and faith that things will work out. Those are accelerators, and we can do more of them, strengthen them. However, many people walk around with hijackers. There are things that we've developed, like emotional derailers, like our anxiety, our quickness to anger, our sadness when things don't go our way. Well, welcome. This is reality, and things don't always go our way. And so perfectionism is another one. The need to control, the desire to please other people all the time at the expense of yourself, burnout, and then one that a lot of leaders experience, which is their attachment to success. They're so obsessed with succeeding that they become preoccupied with achievement at the expense of themselves or other people. And that's why you get a lot of micromanagers, basically, who haven't developed the right relationship with success. So those are accelerators and hijackers. Now, they occur at the individual level. They occur at the team level. So we basically look at, you know, what are the accelerators and hijackers on teams? And what are the accelerators and hijackers in organizations? But it starts with the self. And those are tools that you can use to become more conscious.
What does it mean to be a conscious leader? We'll explore these questions and so much more on our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors returns.